This morning, Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider joins us for today's reality check. She has a deep dive on the water rights struggle on Maui, a hot butt issue in this session. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been hearing about this for some time, but you spotlighted a couple of farmers that really have a lot of emotion tied to this issue. Their livelihood, really.
Yes, I was really lucky to be able to go over to Maui and to spend time with Edwin and his wife, Mahealani, and go to their farm and learn about their years and years that they've lived there and Ed's family history of farming taro on that same land that once belonged to his grandparents, and actually it's been in his family for six generations.
Yeah, it's you refer to it as kind of a bittersweet victory, right? The three decades of fighting, the good fight, the way he sees it.
Yes, that was something that was really interesting to me, because when I first learned that a 2016 court ruling had forced the release of many streams, including the ones that bring water to his particular farm, I thought that this would be a happy story of kind of victory and sort of what it's like now to grow taro again. And in some ways, you know, it was really positive in the sense that he was really happy to see this work being done on his farm again and the help with his neighbors and local nonprofits. But at the same time, there was a lot of, I think, sadness there about the lost opportunity to pass on his knowledge to his children and, you know, thousands of huli dying, years of lost crops, and just also this difficulty of restarting planting. You know, as you know, farming is difficult regardless, and to be starting it again after years of not being able to farm taro, it's a very arduous process.
And you also talked to his neighbors, too.
Yes, I spoke with other farmers there who also talked about, you know, their challenges with having dry fields for many years. And, you know, one of them said that he ended up getting a job at the county because he couldn't afford to just keep farming. But they were also talking about how this is something that they consider not just their livelihood, but also such an important cultural practice and something that they are really hopeful, you know, they'll be able to continue to pass down to future generations.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been watching in these final days of the legislative session, which actually ends today, just how divisive this issue has been. And, you know, politically, just a hot-button issue. I know the governor's taken some heat because he was supported by a lot of environmental groups. And then when he called on the last minute to, you know, for the lawmakers to do something to help Alexander and Baldwin out, you know, they were not happy.
Yes, exactly. And as my colleague Chad Blair has been reporting this session, the Senate ended up not having the votes to bring that bill to the floor. And so environmental groups and Native Hawaiian groups are seeing that as a victory, including these farmers. But, you know, I think part of what I realized through reporting this story was that it seems like there's always something happening in this ongoing fight for them. And so there doesn't seem to really be an end in sight after 30 years of Edwin working to get restore the stream water. It's something that, you know, is an ongoing political battle in Hawaii, and it's something that, you know, he'll probably be doing for the rest of his life.
Well, it was interesting to me in reading your article because, I mean, I think covered Mahealani went, you know, with her work with the Native Hawaiian Leaf Corporation, but I didn't know she came from a farming family.
Yes, she actually met Ed when she was representing, Native Hawaiian Leaf Corporation was representing his case. And so they ended up getting married. And so in some ways, the battle has actually brought them together.
Yeah, a very interesting story. Again, very emotional story. We do appreciate you giving us this view, even with all the political turmoil this session. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check. Check out her story on civilbeat.org.